The following is a recording from Maria Verona at By Advise on Wednesday, April 30th, 2014 at 12:30 p.m. Central Time. Good afternoon and welcome to Phibro Inn First Quarter 2014 Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Maria Verona of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Ma'am, please go ahead.
Good morning, or good afternoon, rather, and welcome to Phibro Inn's 1Q14 conference call, in which the company will be discussing its acquisition strategy update as well as earnings. We're very pleased that you could join us today. From the company, we have Mr. Victor Zorrilla, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer. Please note that forward-looking statements made during this conference call may be made and are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Certain reclassifications have been made to make figures comparable for the periods. The first quarter report was distributed to the market yesterday on April 29th and is available on the Phibro Inn website and in the Investor Relations section. If you did not receive it or if you would like to be added to the company's distribution list, please contact iAdvise Corporate Communications in New York at 212-406-3691 after this call. Thank you, and now I will turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us today. The agenda for today's call includes the following. Mr. Victor Zorrilla will begin by discussing Phibro Inn's quarterly distribution and dividend yield, acquisitions highlights for the first quarter 2014, main resolutions approved in the annual ordinary shareholders meeting, which was held on April 20th, and at which the 2013 annual report was presented and approved. And finally, the company's future project pipeline and development. Following the business overview, Mr. Calvillo will review the financial highlights as well as our operational review, the new regulation proposal, and the status of our bank debt negotiations, the value-added tax reform, and the economic market factors compared to today's organic growth. Thank you for your attention, and I will now turn the call over to Mr. Zorrilla.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning to all. I'd like to start by saying that I am pleased to announce that Phibro Inn has positioned itself as the best option among publicly traded lodging companies in Mexico, according to its performance during the first quarter of 2014. Phibro Inn's same-store sales indicator shows the most growth among its peers in terms of ADR, occupancy rate, and RevPAR. It will also pay the most attractive dividend of the lodging sector. And finally, Phibro Inn's EBITDA per operating room indicator shows a significantly better performance as well. With that in mind, I will start speaking about the distribution and dividend yield for this first quarter. Phibro Inn's technical committee approved the first distribution of certificate holders for 2013. The payment will be made on May 9th for a total of 58.9 million pesos, equivalent to 22.83 Mexican cents per certificate. The breakdown is as follows. 5.7 million pesos in taxable income, or 2.21 Mexican cents per certificate, and 53.3 million pesos as capital reimbursement, or 20.62 Mexican cents per certificate, based on fourth quarter 13 results and operations. The annualized dividend yield was 5.6%, based on a price of 16.61 pesos. This distribution reiterates our commitment to deliver shareholder value, the main purpose of Afibra, while at the same time our internal committees continue to approve accretive deals that drive future growth opportunities for the company. On March 25th, we announced the issuance of 50 million certificates, which were approved during last year's annual ordinary certificate holders meeting as this one. This will be used for future hotel acquisitions and will not dilute current holders, as it will remain in treasury and will have no rights for cash distributions. We believe this is an alternative to fund future growth, as the certificate might be an attractive currency for hotel owners who would like to participate in the FIBRA as they contribute their real estate. Therefore, FIBRA has 311,334,218 certificates issued and 258,334,218 certificates outstanding. Now, moving on to the acquisition highlights for the first quarter. We invested in three land banks to develop hotels in strategic locations where we expect growing hotel demand and there is a current lack of hotel offerings. On January 9th, FIBRA purchased its first land bank to develop a limited service hotel under the Fairfield Union Suites by Marriott brand in Coatzacoalcos, Veracruz. The investment was 25.4 million pesos for the land and 137.4 million pesos will be for the construction of the hotel. An additional amount of 8.1 million pesos is contemplated for taxes and development expenses. The projected cap rate is 11.3%. Once completed, this property will add 180 rooms to our portfolio. On January 14th, Chilean announced a second development, acquired by Marriott Hotel in Saltillo with an investment of 10.7 million pesos for the land and 176.5 million pesos will be for the construction of the hotel. An additional amount of 10.8 million pesos is contemplated for taxes and development expenses. The projected cap rate is 11.3% and this property will also add 180 rooms to our portfolio. On April the 3rd, we announced our third development, a Fairfield Union Suites by Marriott Hotel in Ciudad del Carmen, Campeche. 21.8 million pesos investment was for the land and 157.4 million pesos will be for the construction of the hotel. Additionally, 9.7 million pesos are contemplated for taxes and acquisitions. The projected cap rate is 12.3% and this hotel will add another 180 rooms to the portfolio upon completion. The cities of Coatzacoalcos and Ciudad del Carmen have a considerable number of industries coming to the area for the development of oil, gas, and petrochemical projects. They will also be benefited, we believe, by the positive impact of the Mexican energy reform. This is the rationale behind our decision for continued hotel development in the area. At the same time, we continue looking for other opportunities along the Mexican Gulf Coast. Regarding hotel acquisitions, we expanded our portfolio as follows. We announced the acquisition of the Mexico Plaza Hotel in Celaya on January 17th. This property will be converted into a Wyndham Garden Hotel. The investment total is 139 million pesos and has a stabilized cap rate of 10%. It will add 150 rooms. On the same day, we announced the acquisition of the Mexico Plaza León Centro Max Hotel, also to be converted into a Wyndham Garden Hotel. The investment was 150 million pesos with a stabilized cap rate of 10.1%, adding 126 rooms. And on March 23rd, we signed an agreement to acquire the Holiday Inn Tampico Altamira Hotel for 102 million pesos with a projected cap rate of 10%. This property has 98 rooms and we are initiating an expansion of 105 rooms for next year. After the close of the quarter, the main events were as follows. The expansion of 51 rooms at the Holiday Inn Express Playa del Carmen Hotel was completed and those rooms started operating on April the 1st, 2013. And we formalized the acquisition of the Aloft Guadalajara Hotel. And that happened on April the 2nd, which is part of the International Starwood Hotel and Resorts worldwide chain, the first in FIBRA Inc.'s portfolio. The investment was 220 million pesos at a projected cap rate of 10%, adding 142 rooms. For same-store sales, FIBRA Inc. continues to see sound trends in the stabilized portfolio, despite macro headwinds on the Mexican economy. Considering the 20 operating hotels in our calculation for the same-store sales indicator, the average occupancy rate increased 3.1 basis points, closing at 62% in this first quarter. The average daily rate was 1,008 pesos, growing 4.4% from the first quarter of 2013. And finally, RevPAR was 629 pesos, which represented an impressive 9.9% increase compared to the same quarter of the previous year. For comparative purposes, when looking at national same-store sales indicator measured by the ANTAD, this indicator shows a decrease of 2.4% during the first quarter of 2014 for retail stores, a very different prospect compared to our stores. We achieved this impressive growth due to operating strategies implemented in our hotels to focus on the right type of customer for the right location, positioning our portfolio for lower risk growth in years to come, and in particular by doing a much better job than the previous operator and owner. Turning back to the highlights of our annual ordinary certificate holders meeting held on April 25th, 2014. To start with, all of the proposed resolutions were approved. Please refer to the press release issued on April 29th for a complete review. However, I would like to emphasize the most relevant ones. Mr. Federico Tucson has decided to resign as an independent member due to personal time constraints. Mr. Marcelo Zambrano Lozano was approved to take his seat as an independent member of our technical committee. Mr. Zambrano will chair the nominations committee, and we are confident that Mr. Zambrano's vast experience in the real estate industry in Mexico will be a tremendous resource of benefit for our FIDRA. And our new compensation structure was approved for the independent members. Instead of an annual fixed amount, they will be paid according to the number of meetings each member attends and will be paid on a quarterly basis. The amounts approved are 30,000 pesos per technical committee meeting and 25,000 pesos for each meeting of other committees. We are committed with transparency and aim to introduce processes that truly add value to our shareholders within every committee and decision we make. We hope these resolutions once again demonstrate we have investors' best interest at heart. Regarding our pipeline of acquisitions, our pipeline is positioned to capture the current business potential in Mexico, as the lodging sector is moving from independently operated hotels to chain-operated ones. This leads to hotel standardization and creates a familiar experience, since the guest knows what to expect during his stay. Additionally, they can stay at a high-quality room at a fair rate. We are analyzing right now 22 properties valued at 2.7 billion pesos with a room count of approximately 3,000 units. 13 properties are involved in negotiations with, 6 hotels are under financial analysis, 2 are in the initial approach stage, and 1 acquisition was recently closed and about to be announced. Of these 22 properties, only 1 is under development. FIDRA Inn already has 3 hotel developments, as I mentioned before, and we plan to keep the mix as it is. It is our priority to continue paying attractive distributions. The geographic breakdown is as follows: 41% in the central part of Mexico, 36% of this growth is in the north, 40% is in the northeast, and 9% is in the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. For the rest of the year, we expect to acquire about 4 hotels with approximately 760 rooms for a total portfolio of 30 hotels and over 5,400 rooms by the end of 2014. And now, I will turn the call over to Oscar Calvillo, our Chief Financial Officer, for the financial review.
Good morning, everyone. Many thanks for joining. Let's move on to our operational review. At the end of the first quarter, FIDRA's portfolio was comprised of 22 hotels in operation and 200 developments. 1 development was added after the close of the first quarter. Therefore, as of today, the FIDRA has 22 hotels in addition to 3 under development. FIDRA had outstanding results in the first quarter, which are reflected in the same store sales indicator that consider a portfolio of 20 hotels. For comparison purposes, we exclude 2 hotels from our indicator because the Isle of Guadalajara, which is a newly built hotel, was recently known with no operating history. and the Holly Inc. and Pico Terminal, which was acquired at the last day of the quarter and did not add significant figures to the following results. To this effect, RevPAR for the combo of four firms increased 9.9% in the first quarter, reaching 629 pesos. This was the result of an increase in 3% points in occupancy, which closed the quarter at 62%, leading to an increase of 4.4 in average daily rate, which reached 1,008 pesos for the quarter. This impressive advance in our same-store sales indicator was due to the operational improvements of our hotels. However, it may also include the effect of 2013 Easter holiday that were in March, which are a period where we see lower sales volume in our business. Therefore, if we exclude the effect of the Easter holiday, the RevPAR would have been an 8.4 growth that compares possibly with the 2.4 increase of the same-store sales disclosed by National Association of Department and Supermarket Stores and that. Total revenue for a period were 199.6 million pesos, corresponding to 22 hotels in operation, of which 188.3 million pesos was related to room rentals, which represent 9.3 of the total revenue, and 11.5 million pesos corresponding to the rental revenue obtained from the leasing of spaces for all services different than lodging, represent 5.7 of total revenue. Q&A's first quarter sales mix was 56.9 from select service hotels, 33.9 from full service hotels, and 9.3 from limited service hotels. Operating expenses was 126.7 million pesos for this quarter, representing 53.5 as a percentage of the figure's revenue. The NOI was 22.9 million pesos and keeps growing quarter after quarter. This NOI represents a 36.5 margin continuing fee revenue and 32.3 over hotel revenue, meaning a decrease of 4.4 percentage points compared to the 36.8 shown in last year's results. This variation of the NOI is mainly due to an increase in other non-lodging services that continue a lower margin than room revenue, as they represent now 16.6 of the total. An increase in the payroll coming from the annual salary revision to the employees, which are reflected in January of each year. The cost increase relates to salaries due to tax reform affecting January 2014. A larger number of employees support the growth of the FIRA, and lastly, a 3% impact to the NOI due to the change to the income structure of the FIRA, which is expected to grow and decrease to reach 2.5 levels as expected. It is important to mention that previous management expected this margin reduction due to the seasonal nature of the business, especially in terms of payroll. Therefore, we expect the margin to recover in future quarters. Regarding the new proposed FIRA regulations, on April 3rd, the COFEMER, a regulatory agency responsible for promoting transparency and proper enforcement regulations in Mexico, issued a statement to the Finance Ministry in which it aimed, among other things, to establish a debt limit for FIRA. In this preliminary deal, COFEMER proposed a maximum leverage limit of 50% loan value and a requirement for FIRA to comply with a long-term liquidity index. As we say in our report, we are open to any proposals that promote the healthy FIRA sector in Mexico. It is worth to mention that given current COFEMER proposals, FIRA along with other FIRA have suggested some adjustments that we believe that fit better to the operating nature of FIRA. Regarding this matter, FIRA is open to any and all contributions to creating a healthy FIRA sector in Mexico. Considering the proposed bill above, I want to point out, of course, we stand on this matter. Regarding the 50% loan-to-value limit, FIRAN is important to mention that FIRAN has an internal limit of 33 loan-to-value and is negotiating current credit lines accordingly. Regarding the long-term liquidity index compliance, FIRAN will follow up closely the authority's final outcome and state that any further leverage planning will be conducted according to current period regulations. We signed a letter of intent to obtain 2.3 billion pesos bank loan. This negotiation involves six financial institutions under a three-year revolving scheme at a rate of TIIE to a 6.5-point spread and expected to be completed during May 2014. At the March 31st, 2014 hearing, at the temporary credit line up to acting rate for 100 million pesos. The rate is TA plus 0.5, with no commission for 180 days, and will be paid at the moment of signing the definite bank debt. The purpose of this temporary credit line is to keep up with the opportunity of our acquisition plan. After the closing of the quarter, Keyrank signed a secondary temporary credit line through Banorte for 100 million pesos under the same conditions that will also be paid off with a medium-term bank debt. As we mentioned before, when the bank debt is settled, Keyrank will have 23% loan-to-value, which is more than complies with the level proposed by the Mexican authorities. Regarding the value-added tax refund, Keyrank received two cash injections from the refund of value-added tax on March 26, 2014 for a total of 98.5 million pesos. I will now walk you through our analysis of economic market factors compared to Keyrank's organic growth. During the first quarter of 2014, the Mexican economy has experienced a slowdown in consumption despite increasing remittances and government spending. New taxes that began in 2014 have impacted consumer purchasing power, slowing a quicker economic recovery. The new fiscal structure announced at the end of last year affected variable incomes within the population, and the consumption sector is competing via price to attract a larger number of consumers, which have changed some consumption habits. Even though expectations are that economic recovery will have a slow progress in 2014, the biggest impact will happen in profit margins in order to attract larger sales volumes. As a consequence of the above, same-store sales indicated in the first quarter of 2014, posted by Gantaz, National Association of Department Store Supermarkets, to decrease 2.4%. Additionally, this includes the impact that Easter holidays have, as in the previous year, were still in March, and in 2014, in May 2. Nevertheless, Keyrank showed outstanding numbers for another consecutive quarter in the same store sales indicators, which is evident in the red bar for 20 comparable properties, which jumped 9.9 to 629 pesos in the first quarter of 2014. This reflects an increase of 3 basis points in the occupancy rate of our test, which was 52.4 compared to 59.3 of the same quarter last year. In terms of average daily rate, Keyrank reported an increase of 4.4 annually, reaching 1,008 pesos in the first quarter compared to 965 pesos in the same period of the last year. This is with the best red bar performance for the first quarter of 2014 were the Winning Gardens of Reliance, León and Irapuato, the Holy Mexico Coyoacán, and Toluca Airport, Mayor Puebla, and the Hampton Bay System in Monterrey. We remain bullish on the central Mexican region, boosted by investments into the automobile and manufacturing sectors, as well as the cost of Mexico, where energy reform will promote the oil sector. Thank you for your attention. This is all for our presentation. At this time, we will be happy to move on to the question and answer session. Operator, may we begin, please?
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key, that is star one on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, that is star one for questions. Our first question will come from Maria Sedroja from Credit Suisse.
Hello, Victor, Oscar, Lizette. Thank you for the call. My question is regarding your Mexico Plaza Celaya and Mexico Plaza Leon Central Max Hotels. When should we expect brand repositioning to be ready, and how did this affect results? Were part of the rooms closed for refurbishing, or were the hotels fully operational?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Maria. Both hotels are already actually converted now to Wyndham Garden Hotels. These hotels have a very good location, both in Celaya and in León. The one in Centro Max is basically next door to the Poliforum. These hotels will be included in the investment, the initial investment. There is an amount included to refurbish and to change the brand. That means especially the exterior signage and the interior signage and the standards of the brand. But these are relatively low, and this investment is already considered when we calculate the cap rate. So these hotels will strengthen our presence in the Bajío region, and as I said, they are already a part of our group of four Wyndham Garden hotels that we will have in the Bajío region. By probably in a couple of months, we will convert the last one that we are about to announce on Monday. So there we will have four Wyndham Garden hotels there. Did I answer your question, Mario? Is there anything else?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Our next question comes from Antonio Gerito from Investa.
Hi. Hello, Mr. Soria. Thank you and congratulations on your outstanding performance. I just want to ask you, can you please tell us the reason why Mr. Federico Toussaint was replaced by Mr. Marcelo Zambrano, and if you can elaborate more on Mr. Zambrano's resume?
Yes, certainly. Federico Toussaint is the CEO of La Mosa, which is a group involved in the house clinicians and all types of ceramic finishes. He's very active as a CEO for that group, which is a medium-sized, too large group. And he also participates in many boards. He has asked me, or he has told me that he's really very tight with his schedule and that he wanted to leave as the shareholders meeting came. So he also participates, by the way, in several business organizations like the Consejo Mexicano de Hombres de Negocio. He also participates here in Monterrey in several organizations. So he really has a scarce time on his hand. But he left in a very good terms. He appreciated very much that we took his concerns and that the committee for membership, which is the Comité de Nominaciones, started a search early on from January, started a process and reviewed all the available candidates. And as you know well, this committee has a majority of independent members, and they finally chose Mr. Marcelo Zambrano Lozano. Marcelo Zambrano Lozano is also the owner of his own development business with his brother Rogelio Zambrano. He is the CEO of that business. He's also a medium-sized business. He's active in the business, and that business is related to the real estate area or industry, which we think will be also helpful for the FIBRA. Marcelo Zambrano, he also participates in several boards of directors. I left over, by the way, the fact that Mr. Federico Toussaint, I mentioned that he participated in several board of directors. Two of the board of directors that I know for sure that he participates in, Mr. Federico Toussaint, is Alpha. He participates on the board of Alpha, and he participates in the board of Cygnus, which is also a large group here in Monterrey. And Marcelo Zambrano, as I was saying, he participates in at least five boards, which is the Cemex board. He is also a stockholder there because his father was one of the founders of Cemex. He participates in Manresio, in Productora de Papel, in Telmex. He's a national board member. He's a regional member for NAFIN, board member for NAFIN. He also participates in the board of trustees of Universidad de Monterrey, and he's the president of the consulting board of Canaveri, which is the trade association for the housing development companies. And he also As I said, he's also in the real estate development business and also in the theme park business. He has Plaza Sesame up here in Monterrey. So the reason to answer your question in a short answer is Federico did not have time. Marcelo did go through with other candidates through a process of selection with the committee, with the nominations committee, and he was approved by the technical committee and finally approved by the stockholders meeting in last week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Our next question comes from Armando Rodriguez from Sigma Research.
Good afternoon. My question is about the revenues in this quarter. We could see a so much bigger proportion or a so much bigger ratio between the total revenue for the FIBRA and the total hotel revenue. And could you explain us why this difference, and if you expect this will be similar in the next quarters? Thank you.
I understand this is Jorge Calvillo. You are referring to the mix of what the income has, the fever, and the income that also has the non-lodging income. Well, yes, the right now it's around, if I remember, 16.6%, which is the income, which is non-lodging income, and the difference in 80 something is the lodging revenue that goes directly to the fever. There was supposed to be. To the company that leases the space for that. That change, that makes business depend on the mix of full-service hotels compared to select and limited service hotels. And the mix that we have now, that will be the case. But now, in this next quarter, we are added here a lot. Which is just, even though it's like a black service, still have some revenue on that. And we are the Mira is a full service. So this will likely increase a little bit in the quarters to come. And then from there on, it depends on what we buy in the future. Now, so far, our estimate will be that there will be a little bit more on the non-lodging revenue in the coming quarters.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ivan Enriquez from HSBC.
Hello, Victor, Oscar, and Lisette. Congratulations on the results, and thank you for the call. My question is regarding your acquisition and development pipeline. In your FIBRA day, you stated that at the end of the first quarter, you would have 4 hotels in development and 5 acquisition of hotels. So if I'm reading your press release correctly, you are behind 1 hotel development and 1 hotel acquisition. Am I right? That would be the first question.
Yes. The acquisition, we are announcing one next week that we already closed, and so we have all the one we mentioned that we will be announcing. As far as development, that one didn't come soon, the last one of the 4 that we considered. Instead of that, we might be adding more acquisitions instead.
Okay. Thank you. And in terms of the distribution for the whole year, do you have any indication or any guidance for the full distribution in 2014? Thank you.
The one we returned in the last quarter last year, that's what I mentioned in the period day, because the increase will remain similar to what we have this quarter. It will go a bit higher in the next quarter, particularly in the last part of the year, which we achieved some of the better margins. Yes, so we tend to grow a little bit.
Okay, Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. Our next question comes from Pablo Durante from Activeer.
Yes, hello, Victor, Oscar, and Lizette. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the good results. I just have some quick questions. The first one is, how much EBITDA Fibrain generated per room during this quarter? And then, what can we expect regarding this EBITDA per room going forward? And last, how well does it compare against its competitors? Thank you.
Can you repeat the first question? Because you didn't listen very well your answer, your question. Can you repeat again? Just make sure what we understand.
Yeah, sure. The first question is regarding EBITDA per room. How much Fibrain generated this quarter?
The EBITDA per room is 18,800 pesos per room. That's what we achieved in this quarter, which we believe it will be sustained in continued growing. If you ask me that figure for our competitors, that's much more lower figure. I think I don't have the figure, but it's quite low.
The second question was, what can we expect regarding this EBITDA per room going forward?
We will need to go strengthening because we have still hotels in wrap up, and we believe that they will be strengthened, and even though we will incorporate more hotels because more room due to the expansions. But we believe that it's going to be good because the expansions are coming in markets which we are doing very well.
Perfect. And lastly, how did it compare against the industry?
I think we are the highest in the public lodging companies within Mexico. They're much higher. And even though because I didn't go through the numbers of our main peers, but if you look at them, we have looked fast. So more hours are much, much higher.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. We are now holding for questions. We have no further questions at this time. I'd now like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Zaria for closing remarks.
Thank you very much, everyone, for being here with us. And we'll, of course, you have all this information that we have mentioned up in our web page, and we are open. Our annual report is also in our web page, and anything else you need, we are available, of course. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you, Australia.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This now concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.